Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're going to get Sarah, the wife, who we truly believe is the worst wife in the world, on the phone here in just a couple of seconds. This guy Jason called us up a couple of minutes ago and told us that he works with this woman. And her husband is down in Houston this week. And he's got buddies that are coming in from all over the country to all party together this week in Houston and then go see the game on Sunday. But they sent his ticket to his house. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have it down in Texas right now. The wife has it here in Atlanta. And she's holding on to it, and she's planning on not sending it to Houston just to teach him a lesson because of some stuff that's been going on around the house.
Mm-mm. Or not going on, because he's not holding up his end of the bargain like with house projects or whatever.
And yeah. And I think it's important to point out because, of course, Super Bowl's been here in Atlanta, and anybody that tries to score a Super Bowl ticket, you know how difficult it is to get a ticket to that game, because that game is really not for the average Joe to walk in and get a ticket.
No, it's
It takes a lot of work and know a lot of people to get a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl tickets this week were going on eBay for up to $8,000.
Is that right?
$8,000.
All right, so her name is Sarah, and she's been cool enough to actually come on with us this morning. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
How are you guys?
I'm good. This is Bert, and this is Melissa, and Jen, and Jeff, and this is the Bert Show on all the hits Q100.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, thank you for coming on with us.
Sure.
All right, we're kind of seething. We're kind of like ready to pounce. Or we can look at this as an intervention.
Okay.
Or you might be right, and we might be crazy.
Okay.
And that might be a Billy Joel song.
Sarah, your coworker Jason called us up earlier this morning, and he was telling us that we think that you have a really bad plan going down for your husband at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He told us that your husband's down there right now, and he's with a whole bunch of friends, and everybody has their ticket except him, and you have his ticket, but you've decided to hold out on him and not send it down there to teach him a lesson.
That's right.
So that's all accurate.
So Jason just like overheard you telling friends at the office this story?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure people at the office have been talking about it, especially guys, you know, because people have given me a hard time about it. But
we're all trying to think what possibly he could have done over and over and over again for you to take such a drastic action like this. Because this is, this is really going to be hurtful. You know that.
Oh, you know what? I do know that. But that's, you know, unfortunately, the situation that he's presented for himself. You know what I mean?
Well, not really. That's why we're calling you. What is the situation?
Well, I mean, okay. I love him. He's great. I've been married a year and a half to him now.
Just so you know what you're selling into, Bert is standing back from the microphone. Like there's this pad on the floor that's like in front of the microphone. He's off the pad sparring with the microphone. Like if he steps on the pad, he won't be able to hold back and he'll yell at you. So he's standing actually away from the...
I'm trying to keep an open mind, though, and hear what his track record is here, his resume.
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story, right. But, you know. I've been married a year and a half to him, and he's great in every way, except when it comes to, I guess, like, you know, adult house responsibilities. He really can't figure it out, and that's just a huge part of a marriage, in my opinion, and a huge part of a life with someone. But, you know, no one really understands what it's like to live with him. He basically, he starts things and doesn't finish them.
Like,
nothing.
What are we talking about? What
he kind can't of, finish anything.
What kind of projects are we talking about him not finishing around the house?
Off the bat, okay, we have a loose tile in the entryway, okay? We've had it since we bought the place. It's a loose tile. It drives me nuts.
Here goes Bert again. Off the mat.
What else? You got to make it better than a loose tile.
You know, he won't fix it. He started work on the porch, on the back porch. Doesn't fix... I mean, I never finishes it.
So what? So what? So
I understand two or three things. I've actually got like a full list of things. You know, he never does the dishes. We will finish dinner. He'll put his dishes by the sink and doesn't wash them. He'll go to the freezer and use up all the ice cubes as the ice cube trays and never refills them. He'll leave out his tools to fix something and he just leaves them out. You know, and I end up picking them up. He can never, ever keep his office or the garage clean. It's like a pigsty. It's disgusting.
Sarah, let me stop you for a second. Let me ask you why, first of all, I want the history of the conversations you've had with him based, you know, on this and his reaction to it, and then why you chose this weekend and the Super Bowl to put punishment on him.
Okay.
So have you spoken with him about these items that you've listed, and what has his response been on that?
Constantly we speak about it. His big thing is, you know what, I love you, but, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I got, you know, oh my God, I got so busy, I forgot. That's the big thing. I'm sorry, I'm so busy, I just forgot. I forgot to refill this, or I forgot to do the dishes, or I forgot to work on the porch, or everything. You know, he's supposed to, like, my mom will call, and she'll need some help at the house. And okay. He'll say, oh, definitely, you know, I'll go to your mom's place and do it.
Okay, you can kind of stop with the history, because we get it. Okay, he's kind of irresponsible. He starts projects, he doesn't finish.
And you've talked to him about it, and he doesn't respond.
Okay, so that's the history here.
And this man is a faithful husband to you and treats you with respect.
Yes.
And
he
does.
Would you consider him, other than the errands, would you consider him a good husband?
Absolutely.
So why, again, my question, why this weekend?
Because nothing else will get through to him to make him see that this is going to affect me in the marriage in the long run.
You are
going
to lose this guy. You are going to lose a great guy.
Do you have the ticket in front of you, or do you know what kind of seat it is in the arena in Houston?
It's in a, a corporate section.
It's going to be a good seat.
It doesn't even
matter. I mean, if you have a Super Bowl ticket, you just want to be in the stadium.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. If you're in the nosebleeds, I'd still be just as mad. I don't think this is going to change his behavior. I think it's going to really damage your relationship.
I don't know. I don't see any other way to get through to him. And, you know, the big thing is, I know he's gonna want to know why and how it happened and this and that. And I really plan on saying exactly what he always says to me, which is, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm too busy. I completely forgot to send them to you.
Do you know what corporate section or where it is?
No, it's just corporate section. I know nothing about it. He told me it's like 12 rows back off the 40-yard line.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Annette.
Yeah. Sarah, you have been married for a year and a half. I have been married for 21 years. Trust me. You keeping your husband's ticket while he's down with his friends causing embarrassment and unnecessary heartache behind some projects that have not been completed. He's only been married to you a year and a half. Remember, a year before this, he didn't even have projects. Give the guy a chance. You give that ticket to the Burt Show. Let them call a company that can get that ticket to him before Super Bowl Sunday. This situation will stink like a skunk under the coffee table in your living room for the rest of your marriage.
Well,
you cannot imagine the kind of harm that you are causing your relationship because you are upset about projects. He's been mad.
It has
a year and a half.
The actual projects, and it has more to do with this is not the life that I want. I don't want, you know, someone who can't finish anything. What's going to happen
I understand, Sarah, but he will grow into being able to finish those projects. He will grow into the husband that you married.
No,
you cannot marry him. Look, those guys that finish projects all the time are the guys that are on the tool show. The handyman show. That's not real life. Everybody's husband doesn't complete a project every time they start it. Give the guy a chance. But this is going to stink in your marriage if you have one after this forever.
Well, I'm sorry. I've made my decision. I mean, I'm just going to give back to him exactly what he gives to me right now.
Sarah, I mean, honestly, I mean, my concern is the fact, like you said, this is not what I want. You can't. There is no I in a relationship. I'm sorry. You have committed to this man. He's committed to you, and it's about compromise. And that is, and I think the fact that you're going to make such a stance on the woman that just calls married 21 years. If you go through with this, you won't be married to this guy for 21 years.
Well, you know what? He has thought about I. You know what I mean? So now I'm going to show him what it's like when I think about I, and then hopefully
that's not going to make a good marriage.
That ain't healthy. Hey, Angela, you're on all the hits, Q100. Try to talk some sense into Sarah here.
Sarah, Matt is not your child. He is your husband. Okay, and I'm going to tell you one thing. It's one book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. You married a man. That's the first thing you got to realize. Two, I used to do that. We've been married for a year. We've known each other for 11 years, but we've been married for a year. I nagged and nagged and nagged. I'm telling you, you stop nagging and you'll get your results, because he is more scared of me not saying anything than me saying something. Oh, when I be quiet, he tells his friend, "Oh God, I'm in trouble. She's
something's
quiet.
Brewing."
Yeah,
he freaks out if I'm quiet.
It's like so when you come home late at night after curfew, and your dad's sitting in the living room, and he just looks at you and shakes his head and goes up to bed.
Yeah,
like you don't sleep at all that night because you know some sort of insane ass whooping's coming tomorrow.
Yeah,
and she's got to realize he left the house. It's not like he took off the toilet to replace it, and that's the only toilet she had, and didn't put it back on. She has a house. She is well taken care of.
And you have said here, right, Sarah, that he's great in every other way.
Yes.
Every other way, you love this guy. He's perfect.
You know what? I think like it's hard because people don't understand. It's not like I want to do this, but I really...
You're such a parent.
Sarah, I think...
I'm constantly getting the, "I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I forgot." And I really feel that I need to throw that back in his face at this point because I'm sick of it.
What is the last, like your last memory of him, either good or bad? Like, has he done something really nice for you lately, or has he done something like really bad? Like, what is the last really nice thing he did for you?
The last really nice thing he did for me, he came home with, "I love white roses. Those are my favorite."
How long ago?
Maybe like 2.5 weeks ago.
What was the occasion?
There was no occasion.
What are you doing, woman?
he brings you flowers for no reason. Less than 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was also supposed to, like, right before he left, he was supposed to go to my mom's and help her with something in the house.
Oh my God.
Okay, and he didn't go. He's been putting it off. She's been asking for a very long time.
Okay, hold on, Sarah.
Look at Jen. What were you saying?
I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore. I want to strangle her.
You know what? You're not alone in this, though, Sarah, because at least Bonnie here agrees with you. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sarah, I do agree with you because I have a husband who, and I've been married 10 years now, and I have a husband who I get the constant, I forgot. And unfortunately, the Super Bowl is a once in a lifetime.
12 rows off the field. That's not...
Yeah.
That's
a golden freaking ticket.
That's the case. But her side is, this is everyday life. And men get treated like they're children, as you guys said earlier. And they get all these allowances and all these opportunities. And the women in the marriage have to do all the responsible things. And it's okay.
I'm not saying it's right what he's doing. What I'm saying is her course of action is so harsh that she is going to ruin her relationship with a really good guy.
This is an inappropriate time to try to bring this point up.
This is shock and awe. This is Super Bowl shock and awe what you're doing to this guy.
The punishment does not fit the crime.
Right.
This is locking him up for 5 years because he got a jaywalking ticket.
Right, but you're not in the marriage, so you can't really
Sarah, honey, you said nobody understands. I think every married couple understands what you're saying. You've only been married a year and a half, and when you hear women call you up who have been married for 21 years, there's a reason they've been married for 21 years, and I'm telling you, if you say, because it bothers me that you even use the word, "I'm going to throw this in his face," that relationship won't last.
Andrea, you're on all the hits Q100. You're going to be the last call because, like she said, there's nothing that we can say over the next 3 hours to make her change her mind. Go ahead, Andrea.
Sarah, honey, let me tell you something. I've been married for 10 years. I have 2 daughters. Not quite 8 years ago, 6 weeks after my second child was born, my husband had an affair. A minor little thing. He had tickets to a NASCAR, once-in-a-lifetime chance to drive an official NASCAR race car. He left the day that I found out. Had I done what you're proposing to do to your husband, I wouldn't be married. And mind you, we're happily married now.
So what you're saying is even if this guy screwed around...
Well, I would have... Now, I have to disagree with her.
I would have held the ticket,
My spouse screwed around, he ain't getting the ticket.
Yeah, I think I got to go with you on
that's
that
That's where
one.
It goes with...
You have to also look at the fact that, you know, you have children involved at this point.
Well, he should have looked at the fact you had children, didn't have the affair, but that's a whole different story. But
I agree, but my point is that what she is proposing to do is so ridiculously stupid. She's going to cost herself her marriage, her life. It's not going to be the same. He will never forget this, ever. Even if he decides to stay.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
He will never, ever forget it.
Right.
10 years down the road, if they're absolutely still together, miraculously, he will never forget it.
Sarah, there is nothing that we can say to make you change your mind on this.
No. I'm positive I'm doing the right thing.
I hope you enjoyed the year and a half you were married.
Yeah, I mean, because now if he finds out what you're going to do, he's going to end up getting a ticket, and there's going to be no lesson learned here whatsoever, and he's going to, I mean, he's already going to be upset. So you're going to lose on a bunch of different accounts here. Can we call you on Monday and at least find out how everything went? You got to be honest with us about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, Sarah, we do appreciate you coming on and talking to us and taking the phone calls.
Sure.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll get all your information. We'll call you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.